Australia's central bank has raised its key interest rate to its highest level in 12 years in an attempt to combat inflation. The hike takes the cost of borrowing to 7.25%. Homeowners with a typical $280,000 mortgage will face extra repayments of about $50 a month. Although that might seem a relatively small amount, there have now been a dozen rate rises in the last 6 years. Many mortgage holders in Australia will be feeling the pain, and others simply can't afford to take out a loan to buy a house.
I can't afford one, to be honest, you know. I've got a family of two sons, and I can't afford to pay a mortgage, you know.
I have to increase my work hours to 5 days a week just to keep on top of the mortgage, yeah. So it's been a big struggle.
I pay $1,200 on the mortgage. So I had to work very hard. I had to cut down so much from the food, shoppings, whatever, for the mortgage. And that's what happened to us. That's me. I don't know. What about the others that can't even afford to eat?
It's estimated 300,000 Australians risk losing their homes if interest rates continue to rise. Market analysts believe further increases are likely in the months ahead. Tuesday's increase was widely expected. The Reserve Bank is using interest rates to fight inflation in the Australian economy. Inflation means that the value of wages goes down and it takes more money to buy goods and services. Australia has experienced more than a decade and a half of solid economic growth, thanks largely to a commodities boom fueled by exports to China and India. Analysts say the economy is overheating, and that interest rate rises are needed to reduce strong domestic demand, which has driven up prices. The Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd says combating inflation is a priority.
The key challenge for us is what can we do about it? And when it comes to trying to bring down some pressure on interest rates, what we must do, therefore, is bring down some of the pressure on inflation, which means that in the upcoming budget, we're going to do everything we can to take some of the pressure off unnecessary government spending. And that's what we believe is the responsible thing to do.
The decision to raise interest rates in Australia goes counter to the trend among major international central banks, which have either cut rates to try to stimulate their economies or are considering reducing the cost of borrowing. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.